Cambridge Assessment English, Preliminary English Test for Schools Listening. Sample Test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. What will the boy bring for the barbecue?
Hi, it's Jack. Just phoning to see if I should bring anything for the barbecue. Mum's got some chicken she says we can have.
Chicken's everyone's favourite, so we've got loads, thanks.
I could bring some burgers.
Well, Anna's made about 20.
Oh, that'll be plenty.
How about some sausages?
Hold on, I'll just look in the fridge. There aren't any left.
Well, don't worry. We've probably got enough here.
I could pick some up on my way over. It's no trouble.
Well, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Jack. Just phoning to see if I should bring anything for the barbecue. Mum's got some chicken she says we can have.
Chicken's everyone's favourite, so we've got loads, thanks.
I could bring some burgers.
Well, Anna's made about 20.
Oh, that'll be plenty.
How about some sausages?
Hold on, I'll just look in the fridge. There aren't any left.
Well, don't worry. We've probably got enough here.
I could pick some up on my way over. It's no trouble.
Well, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem.
Two. Which part of the boy's body hurts now?
How are you?
I was walking on the ice last week and I wasn't really concentrating because I had a terrible headache. Anyway, I slipped and fell and I landed on my shoulder. At the time when I fell, my shoulder really hurt, but that pain soon wore off. I think maybe I damaged something a bit more serious in my ankle, though. I'm going to get my ankle checked at the doctor's because the pain still hasn't gone.
Now listen again.
How are you?
I was walking on the ice last week and I wasn't really concentrating because I had a terrible headache. Anyway, I slipped and fell and I landed on my shoulder. At the time when I fell, my shoulder really hurt, but that pain soon wore off. I think maybe I damaged something a bit more serious in my ankle, though. I'm going to get my ankle checked at the doctor's because the pain still hasn't gone.
Three. What will the visitors see last?
Now everyone, follow me into the museum. This room is where the ancient jewellery is displayed. Some fantastic pieces here. And next door are paintings of rock stars by the artist Ben Soper. We'll visit that at the end of the tour for the talk I'm going to give you about them. But before that, I'll take you into the garden where you can have a look at the old racing car we've got there. It was generously given to us by a famous racing team when the museum was built.
Now listen again.
Now everyone, follow me into the museum. This room is where the ancient jewellery is displayed. Some fantastic pieces here. And next door are paintings of rock stars by the artist Ben Soper. We'll visit that at the end of the tour for the talk I'm going to give you about them. But before that, I'll take you into the garden where you can have a look at the old racing car we've got there. It was generously given to us by a famous racing team when the museum was built.
Four. Where did the police catch the zebra?
And finally, we have a story about a zebra which escaped from the local zoo this morning. Surprised motorists saw the animal walking down the side of the road during rush hour and reported it to the police, who followed it as it walked right through a shopping centre and on down to the river. They succeeded in catching it when it stopped to eat some grass. The zebra is now back in the zoo and doesn't seem at all worried by its trip into town and the busy traffic it saw.
Now listen again.
And finally, we have a story about a zebra which escaped from the local zoo this morning. Surprised motorists saw the animal walking down the side of the road during rush hour and reported it to the police, who followed it as it walked right through a shopping centre and on down to the river. They succeeded in catching it when it stopped to eat some grass. The zebra is now back in the zoo and doesn't seem at all worried by its trip into town and the busy traffic it saw.
Five. What did the girl do yesterday?
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I went out with a couple of friends yesterday.
Oh, where did you go?
Well, they wanted either to see a movie or to go swimming. I said I'd rather go to the science museum, but they weren't so keen on the idea. Anyway, we tried to get into the pool, but there was a big swimming competition going on there, and by that time the film had already started, so I got what I wanted in the end, and it was fun, actually.
Now listen again.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I went out with a couple of friends yesterday.
Oh, where did you go?
Well, they wanted either to see a movie or to go swimming. I said I'd rather go to the science museum, but they weren't so keen on the idea. Anyway, we tried to get into the pool, but there was a big swimming competition going on there, and by that time the film had already started, so I got what I wanted in the end, and it was fun, actually.
Six. Which computer game does the girl like most?
Okay, here are this week's new computer games. Dance Moves teaches you how to dance. There's a great range of moves and a great choice of classic hits from the last 5 years. The only problem is knowing when to quit. Pet Project has a choice of baby zoo animals to care for. Although they're super cute, you'll quickly feel as though you've seen it all before. The last game is Cooking Star. It seems a nice choice for anyone who's passionate about food, but imaginary food has a limited attraction.
Now listen again.
Okay, here are this week's new computer games. Dance Moves teaches you how to dance. There's a great range of moves and a great choice of classic hits from the last 5 years. The only problem is knowing when to quit. Pet Project has a choice of baby zoo animals to care for. Although they're super cute, you'll quickly feel as though you've seen it all before. The last game is Cooking Star. It seems a nice choice for anyone who's passionate about food, but imaginary food has a limited attraction.
Seven. Which sport did the boy do for the first time on holiday?
Hi, Pat. How was the holiday at the water sports centre? Did you do lots of sailing?
I did, yeah. I'm pleased I did a course last year. It meant I could go straight out on the water. And I was able to try windsurfing too. It's actually quite easy if you've already sailed. I just had to learn how to keep my balance.
Did you do any other sports?
Yeah, water skiing. My little brother was old enough to do it too this time, so he was really happy about that.
Great.
Now listen again.
Hi, Pat. How was the holiday at the water sports centre? Did you do lots of sailing?
I did, yeah. I'm pleased I did a course last year. It meant I could go straight out on the water. And I was able to try windsurfing too. It's actually quite easy if you've already sailed. I just had to learn how to keep my balance.
Did you do any other sports?
Yeah, water skiing. My little brother was old enough to do it too this time, so he was really happy about that.
Great.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. Questions 8 to 13. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two friends talking about a campsite they have been to.
So, how did you like the campsite?
Brilliant. Thanks for telling my dad about it. It's got everything. Shops, swimming pool, games room, and a beautiful beach 5 minutes away.
I knew you'd love that. The pool's good enough for me. I had the best time ever. So much to do.
When we first got there, I felt a bit lost. But then I started hanging out with loads of other teenagers.
That's why I'd go back any day. In other camps, you don't get that sort of crowd. I remember one where it was mostly families with little kids.
I know what you mean.
Now listen again.
So, how did you like the campsite?
Brilliant. Thanks for telling my dad about it. It's got everything. Shops, swimming pool, games room, and a beautiful beach 5 minutes away.
I knew you'd love that. The pool's good enough for me. I had the best time ever. So much to do.
When we first got there, I felt a bit lost. But then I started hanging out with loads of other teenagers.
That's why I'd go back any day. In other camps, you don't get that sort of crowd. I remember one where it was mostly families with little kids.
I know what you mean.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about homework.
I've got a friend who wants us to do homework together. I'm not sure it's a good idea.
Well, I've tried it and it works for me, depending on the subject. But if it's something you really need to concentrate on, then you're better off on your own.
I suppose it would make it less boring, having a few laughs and some jokes here and there.
That's exactly it. And you can do it in half the time it takes you on your own, because you're helping each other.
Now listen again.
I've got a friend who wants us to do homework together. I'm not sure it's a good idea.
Well, I've tried it and it works for me, depending on the subject. But if it's something you really need to concentrate on, then you're better off on your own.
I suppose it would make it less boring, having a few laughs and some jokes here and there.
That's exactly it. And you can do it in half the time it takes you on your own, because you're helping each other.
Ten. You will hear a boy telling his friend about a rock climbing trip.
So, how did your rock climbing trip go?
It was harder than I expected. It's all very well climbing on an indoor climbing wall. I've always been pretty pleased with the way I've climbed there, but out on real rocks in the hills, it's a lot scarier. You need to have someone with you who's got a lot of experience, who can tell you what to do or give advice.
I can imagine.
I'm looking forward to having another try, though. But next time, I'll tell whoever I'm with that I need support.
Now listen again.
So, how did your rock climbing trip go?
It was harder than I expected. It's all very well climbing on an indoor climbing wall. I've always been pretty pleased with the way I've climbed there, but out on real rocks in the hills, it's a lot scarier. You need to have someone with you who's got a lot of experience, who can tell you what to do or give advice.
I can imagine.
I'm looking forward to having another try, though. But next time, I'll tell whoever I'm with that I need support.
You will hear two friends talking about learning to play the guitar.
Wow, it's so hard to get any better at the guitar. It feels like I'm not making any progress.
Well, you seem to spend a lot of time practicing. I don't see how you could do much more. Don't you think it's better to focus on one type of music rather than on lots of different types?
I don't know. Maybe it's good to go for lots of different ones.
Well, anyway, you ought to pay attention to the really top players. They've been along the same path that you're on. Just notice how they do things.
I think I'd do that already, really.
Now listen again.
Wow, it's so hard to get any better at the guitar. It feels like I'm not making any progress.
Well, you seem to spend a lot of time practicing. I don't see how you could do much more. Don't you think it's better to focus on one type of music rather than on lots of different types?
I don't know. Maybe it's good to go for lots of different ones.
Well, anyway, you ought to pay attention to the really top players. They've been along the same path that you're on. Just notice how they do things.
I think I'd do that already, really.
You will hear two friends talking about a book they've read.
I've just finished reading that book. It's brilliant. So much happens. It's exciting all the way through.
Yeah, though it does get slower in the middle when the hero, Alan, is trying to decide whether to tell his mum about the baby lion he found. Alan's personality seems really true to life. And so does his mum's, like the way she reacts when he tells her all about it.
I know what you mean. It reminds me of my mum and me. I never thought she'd let him keep the lion, though. That was a nice surprise.
I kind of thought that might happen, actually.
Now listen again.
I've just finished reading that book. It's brilliant. So much happens. It's exciting all the way through.
Yeah, though it does get slower in the middle when the hero, Alan, is trying to decide whether to tell his mum about the baby lion he found. Alan's personality seems really true to life. And so does his mum's, like the way she reacts when he tells her all about it.
I know what you mean. It reminds me of my mum and me. I never thought she'd let him keep the lion, though. That was a nice surprise.
I kind of thought that might happen, actually.
You will hear two friends talking about a concert they've been to.
What a great concert! I listened to that band a lot, but I'd never seen them live before.
Me neither. But why didn't they play their greatest hits, especially if you think what we paid to get in?
I liked what they did, though. As for the price, it was definitely more than I'd normally be willing to pay.
And the organisers didn't do a very good job. It was awful waiting so long for the main act to start.
Don't blame the organisers. It's simply that the band hadn't arrived. There was nothing they could do about that.
Now listen again.
What a great concert! I listened to that band a lot, but I'd never seen them live before.
Me neither. But why didn't they play their greatest hits, especially if you think what we paid to get in?
I liked what they did, though. As for the price, it was definitely more than I'd normally be willing to pay.
And the organisers didn't do a very good job. It was awful waiting so long for the main act to start.
Don't blame the organisers. It's simply that the band hadn't arrived. There was nothing they could do about that.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You have 20 seconds to look at part 3. You will hear a man called Phil Lamb telling a group of students about his work as a TV news presenter.
Hi, many thanks for inviting me. I've been a TV news presenter for 4 years now. I did a couple of other jobs after university, first in radio in my home city, and then as a journalist on a magazine. I enjoyed both jobs very much. I present the 5 o'clock evening news. There's a lot of preparation to do before I start. First, I get the newspapers and go through each one carefully. That way I understand what's in the news reports I have to present that day. Then I have meetings with the editor of the news programme in the TV studio. After that, I have to spend a bit of time choosing the right jacket to put on. I think it's really important, because that's what you see when I'm sitting at my desk reading the news. But at least I don't need to worry about my trousers or my shoes, as no one gets to look at those. What do I find particularly difficult? Well, I sometimes say things wrongly. I don't often make mistakes with the names of cities or countries, whatever the language, but it's names of people which I sometimes find a real challenge to get exactly right. Now, I can't choose what news to present, of course, but I do have my favourite topic. I really enjoy business, so reading news about that is always interesting to me. For some of my colleagues, the most interesting subject is politics, or even fashion. We're all different. What about the future? I've been told I could make a good actor. I've never been attracted by that, though. As a teenager, I always dreamt of becoming a producer. I still think it would be exciting if I get the chance. Maybe I'll do that one day. Now, any questions?
Now listen again.
Hi, many thanks for inviting me. I've been a TV news presenter for 4 years now. I did a couple of other jobs after university, first in radio in my home city, and then as a journalist on a magazine. I enjoyed both jobs very much. I present the 5 o'clock evening news. There's a lot of preparation to do before I start. First, I get the newspapers and go through each one carefully. That way I understand what's in the news reports I have to present that day. Then I have meetings with the editor of the news programme in the TV studio. After that, I have to spend a bit of time choosing the right jacket to put on. I think it's really important, because that's what you see when I'm sitting at my desk reading the news. But at least I don't need to worry about my trousers or my shoes, as no one gets to look at those. What do I find particularly difficult? Well, I sometimes say things wrongly. I don't often make mistakes with the names of cities or countries, whatever the language, but it's names of people which I sometimes find a real challenge to get exactly right. Now, I can't choose what news to present, of course, but I do have my favourite topic. I really enjoy business, so reading news about that is always interesting to me. For some of my colleagues, the most interesting subject is politics, or even fashion. We're all different. What about the future? I've been told I could make a good actor. I've never been attracted by that, though. As a teenager, I always dreamt of becoming a producer. I still think it would be exciting if I get the chance. Maybe I'll do that one day. Now, any questions?
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. Questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. You will hear a radio interview with a young singer called Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. You started off as a successful disc jockey, and now you're a singer in a great new band. When did you get your first job as a DJ?
Well, when I finished school, I trained as a nurse for a year, but I wasn't very good at that. I'd always loved music and I wanted to save money to buy equipment, so I started looking after elderly people. As soon as I had enough, I bought what I needed. I got my first job as a disc jockey almost immediately.
But then you started singing instead. How did that happen?
Well, I'd been a disc jockey for about 4 years. Then last year, I read about a DJ competition in Ireland and I entered. I did some live singing on stage that night and one of the judges asked me if I'd be interested in singing professionally. I was very lucky, really.
So now you're in a band called Dish. Tell us about your new record, the one that's in the shops now.
Yes, it's called Up and Down. It's about a girl who is never really happy with her life. She's always up and down, wanting too much and never being satisfied. I'm not that kind of person, fortunately, nor my friends. It does have a nice ending.
And you're working on a new CD?
Yes, but we haven't finished recording that yet. There are still 2 more songs to do, but I'm very proud of it. It's traditional rock, but we've included some electronic music too to make it really unusual. I just hope the public will buy it. We think it's great.
And what kind of music do you listen to at home?
That's difficult. The music I like best has words that mean something to me, I suppose. I love dance music too, but you can't listen to it all the time. And I generally prefer female artists to male, I think, too. But that depends on the singer.
And your future plans?
Oh, I've got so much work to do at the moment. Television performances and concerts, it's hard to plan. But I'd really like to own a nightclub one day. Somewhere great to dance, so that's my next project. One day, perhaps I'll try to learn to play the guitar. That would be nice. But I'm too busy to think about it at the moment. I can write and sing. That's what I do best.
Well, lots of luck with your new CD, and thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Now listen again.
Hi, Mandy. You started off as a successful disc jockey, and now you're a singer in a great new band. When did you get your first job as a DJ?
Well, when I finished school, I trained as a nurse for a year, but I wasn't very good at that. I'd always loved music, and I wanted to save money to buy equipment, so I started looking after elderly people. As soon as I had enough, I bought what I needed. I got my first job as a disc jockey almost immediately.
But then you started singing instead. How did that happen?
Well, I'd been a disc jockey for about 4 years. Then last year, I read about a DJ competition in Ireland and I entered. I did some live singing on stage that night and one of the judges asked me if I'd be interested in singing professionally. I was very lucky, really.
So now you're in a band called Dish. Tell us about your new record, the one that's in the shops now.
Yes, it's called Up and Down. It's about a girl who is never really happy with her life. She's always up and down, wanting too much and never being satisfied. I'm not that kind of person, fortunately, nor my friends. It does have a nice ending.
And you're working on a new CD?
Yes, but we haven't finished recording that yet. There are still two more songs to do, but I'm very proud of it. It's traditional rock, but we've included some electronic music too to make it really unusual. I just hope the public will buy it. We think it's great.
And what kind of music do you listen to at home?
That's difficult. The music I like best has words that mean something to me, I suppose. I love dance music too, but you can't listen to it all the time. And I generally prefer female artists to male, I think, too. But that depends on the singer.
And your future plans?
Oh, I've got so much work to do at the moment. Television performances and concerts, it's hard to plan. But I'd really like to own a nightclub one day. Somewhere great to dance, so that's my next project. One day, perhaps I'll try to learn to play the guitar. That would be nice. But I'm too busy to think about it at the moment. I can write and sing. That's what I do best.
Well, lots of luck with your new CD, and thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.